Here's a thought I'll title, Old Training versus the World Today. I've thought for years that those of us who started photography 50 or 60 years ago had an advantage over people who just pick up a camera today, because the analog photography that we had to practice back then gave us a foundation that makes today's photography a little more understandable. We have roots that inform today's technology that are very handy to have. For example, today's young new photographer probably doesn't learn the zone system. And although the zone system is sort of an outdated concept relative to exposure and development, because now we don't develop film, etc., it still had some fundamental ideas that were useful. And those of us who learned with the zone system still think in terms of the zone system today, because it translated perfectly into the world of digital photography. That said, there are also certain things that we learned that have not translated well at all, that are old habits that get in the way. And a great example of that one is ISO, or what we used to call back in the Jurassic period, ASA. For the finest quality, smoothest grain, smoothest tone results, the rule of thumb, the matter of fact, more than a rule of thumb, the law of chemistry and physics was you use the lowest possible ASA film that you could get away with, because that gave you the highest quality results, particularly relative to grain and smoothness of tones. I brought that training with me into the digital world and always set up my early digital cameras so they would shoot at the lowest possible ISO. And I still did that until fairly recently. Now, in the earliest days of digital cameras, it took a while for the technology to improve enough for my following statement to be true. But today, I think with all modern cameras, this is universally true, and that is, we no longer need to shoot at the lowest possible ISO. As a matter of fact, there may be some very good reasons not to, not the least of which is, the faster the shutter speed we can use, the less likely we're going to introduce camera movement, which is going to slightly blur our images, which becomes particularly critical with very high megapixel cameras that have the ability to resolve so much detail, but can only do so if the camera is held absolutely firm. So shooting at a higher ISO is not a bad thing to do. I'm sure that when young photographers or new photographers pick up their digital cameras today, that's one of the things they're probably taught right off the top. And I know lots of photographers now who just shoot at a default of about ISO 800 or so, because the difference between 800 and 200 or 160 is virtually invisible. But like I say, my training prevented me from thinking that way until I heard a passing comment from a fellow photographer who said, oh yeah, as long as there's plenty of light, shoot at ISO 800 and you'll never see the difference. It only took me a couple of days of experimenting to prove that he was right. I understand now, theoretically, there might be a slight decrease in dynamic range by shooting at a higher ISO like 800, but it hasn't turned out to be significant at all. To go even one step further, a couple of years ago, I started shooting most of my subjects with a floating ISO, and I put a maximum ISO of 6400. So the camera will choose whatever ISO it needs in order to shoot at the shutter speed and aperture combination that I've set up. It'll adjust the ISO to get the proper exposure. That way of thinking is exactly the opposite of how I was trained and photographed for 35 years. I might add, took considerable convincing that that method was old school, was no longer valid, had been completely replaced by modern technology. But it was so hard to let go of the habit. That's one of the problems with old training, is it might have been training that was appropriate for the time when we learned it, But in today's world, maybe it isn't necessary. Maybe that training is actually interfering with a much better way. A pretty useful exercise that I've been going through, particularly in the last 5 or 10 years, has been to re-examine all those things I learned in my youth to see if they're still valid. And a lot of them are, but a lot of them aren't. A lot of them are inconsequential. It used to make a big deal that we did something a certain way back in the 1970s, but now it makes no difference whether we use that technique or not. The point is, if we allow our habits, our old training, to rule our behavior, we may find that a lot of things that were once true are now kind of silly and restrictive in light of today's technology and even today's aesthetics.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.